From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. Pro-democracy protesters in Hong Kong are threatening to take over some government buildings. The BBC's Juliana Liu reports from Hong Kong. Demonstrators are trying to pressure the local government.
The crowds on Connaught Road in the center of Hong Kong are at their lowest ebb since the protests began. Organizers attribute this to sheer exhaustion. But the re-emergence of student leaders who have given Chief Executive CY Leung a deadline of midnight tonight to resign has again ratcheted up the tension. They have vowed to occupy key government buildings across the city if he doesn't go. Mr. Leung continues to enjoy the backing of the Chinese government and has steadfastly refused to resign.
The BBC's Juliana Liu in Hong Kong. United Airlines confirms the first person in the U.S. to be diagnosed with Ebola flew on two of its planes. He flew from Liberia to Dallas with layovers in Brussels and Washington, D.C. NPR's David Shaper reports health officials say no one else on those flights is at risk.
Infectious disease experts at the CDC say Ebola is not contagious if the carrier of the virus is not actually sick. And spokeswoman Christine Pearson says the infected man was screened for signs of the illness at the Monrovia airport before getting on his flight.
We have been working with authorities, with the airlines and the airports and the ministries of health overseas, you know, basically to train them on, you know, what to be looking for. You know, we've had staff over there since August.
The CDC says the man did not become sick until several days after arriving in Dallas, so no one he came in contact with while he was traveling is at risk. David Shaper, NPR News.
Florida man Michael Dunn is facing life in prison after he was convicted of murder in the shooting death of 17-year-old Jordan Davis in a dispute over loud music. NPR's Greg Allen reports this was Dunn's second trial on the murder charges.
Michael Dunn claimed he was acting in self-defense when he fired 9 shots into an SUV containing Jordan Davis and 3 other teenagers. Dunn said he thought Davis had a gun and he feared for his life. No gun was found. In an earlier trial, the jury convicted Dunn on 3 counts of attempted murder of the 3 survivors, but it deadlocked on the murder charge. Prosecutor Angela Corey says the evidence in the case was overwhelming, including Dunn's behavior after the shooting.
If you are defending your life, you don't then run from the scene.
Dunn faces a mandatory sentence of life in prison. Greg Allen, NPR News.
The St. Louis County prosecutor is investigating a post on Twitter. A user tweeted that the grand jury investigating the fatal police shooting of an unarmed black man does not have enough evidence to indict the officer involved. So far, the prosecutor suggests there is no evidence the tweet is credible. Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson is being investigated in the slaying of Michael Brown, an incident that triggered months of protest. This is NPR. At least 47 people have been killed in Japan by Saturday's surprise volcanic eruption. Rescue teams have slowly climbed the sides of Mount Ontake because the volcano is still spewing toxic gas, ash, and rocks. The number of victims isn't known because hundreds of people were hiking on the mountain when it suddenly erupted. Many bodies have been found under debris and heavy ash. Japanese officials say this is the deadliest volcanic eruption in the country's history. The federal government is planning to spend $9 million to find lawyers to represent unaccompanied migrant children who illegally entered the U.S. NPR's Hansi Lo Wong reports this will be the first time the government directly funds attorneys for the child migrants.
58,000 unaccompanied migrant children who crossed into the U.S. this year will be eligible for lawyers paid for by the government. Many of them have been released from federal custody and to sponsors living in the U.S. while they wait for hearings in immigration court. Immigrant advocates say some may qualify for protection from deportation, but they can't afford attorneys to advocate for them. The Department of Health and Human Services says the $9 million project will provide legal help to 2,600 child migrants. The program will last for 2 years in cities including Los Angeles, Phoenix, Houston, Miami, and Baltimore. Hansi Lo Wong, NPR News.
In Major League Baseball, the San Francisco Giants have won the National League's wild card game by beating the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-0. The lopsided score grew in the fourth inning when Giants shortstop Brandon Crawford hit a grand slam. The Giants now advance to meet the Washington Nationals tomorrow. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News from Washington.